Hallmark Channel presents Above a Mountain of Snowy Pine Trees. Title: Never Kiss a Man in a Christmas Sweater. A small town in the mountains. Credits: Ashley Williams, Neil Matter, Lisa McFadden, Brendan Sub, Bethel Lee. A sign outside a school. Holiday break begins December 15th. In a classroom, a child explains his painting.
And even though my dad is still stationed in Germany, Santa will always know where to find him.
That's right, Reed. Santa's pretty magical that way. Great job on your paintings, everybody. I'm very excited to see if your holiday predictions come true. Now, I've got good news. I only have 1 hour of homework assigned for you a day over holiday break. Aww. Pay attention. Pay attention to the assignment. The assignment is: have as much fun as you possibly can.
Yay!
All right, guys. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Christmas. Don't forget to read 15 minutes a day, everybody. Hey, Reed. You going to be doing that winter camp over holiday break again?
Yeah, my mom has to work, so my sister and I are going.
Well, I'll be volunteering again, just like spring break.
With Ellen?
Well, she'll be there for the first couple of days, and then she's got to go to her dad's house for Christmas. But between you and me, the party on Christmas Eve this year is going to be off the charts.
Well, I mean, it was pretty fun last year.
And it's going to be even better this time, so take lots of pictures.
Hi, Ellen. I will.
Now, can we please get out of here? I'm so ready for winter break.
Yes, please. Let's go home.
They all leave the classroom.
You lead the way.
The teacher and Ellen stroll along a snowy path.
We need to do some wash in the next couple of days so that you have clothes to wear to your father's.
They have a washer and dryer.
Your father and Grace have big plans for you. The last thing they need to be doing is your laundry.
But you're going to be all alone for Christmas.
Oh, I've got big plans too. I made it through a lot of Christmases before you came along. I think I can handle one on my own.
Look at that sweater.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is something.
Man runs to boy.
You okay? Joey!
I'm okay.
Hey, buddy. You took quite a fall. You okay?
I'm going to be in so much trouble. I'm supposed to be watching him on every single apparatus. That was my very clear directive. Promise me you'll keep it a secret?
Oh, well, we won't tell.
I barely took my eyes off him.
These things happen so fast. Come here, buddy. Let's get you up. All right, let's take a look at you. Can you bend your arm?
Like this?
What about the other arm? You wiggle your fingers?
They still wiggle.
Reach your arms up to the sky. Simon didn't say.
He's fine.
No scratches or scrapes. I think your secret's safe.
Oh, he's still going to tell me. He always does.
Oh, enjoy the honesty. It doesn't last forever.
Thank you.
Maggie.
It was a pleasure. I better get him back home.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, this. Yeah, it's a thing that our family does, right, Joey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Can we please go home now? I'm starving.
Oh, yeah, let's go home.
Text: Fort Pine Military Base, Colorado. Maggie and Ellen walk into a multi-purpose room and join a woman at a craft table.
Oh, wow. This is incredible.
Good morning.
Looks great, doesn't it?
So good you're here.
Not a moment too soon. I'm short on volunteers this year, and we're just over a week until the party.
Well, you've only got Ellen for a couple of days, but I'm in for the long haul.
Ellen, since you're so good with the little ones, why don't you help with the ornament craft?
Okay, yeah.
And you can help unpack the decorations while I try to find someone to pick up a live tree from the lot. It needs to smell like Christmas in here.
I can pick up a tree from the lot.
You can pick up a giant Christmas tree by yourself.
Excuse me, yes I can.
Have you seen these muscles? Look at that.
Give me the keys to your truck. I'll have the guys in the lot throw it in the back for me.
Okay, be sure.
Do you want Ellen to go with you?
Oh, can she stay? She loves playing with the kids, and she's got to go in a couple of days.
I'll keep an eye on her.
Thanks. You're the best.
You okay with that? Your first Christmas without her.
Yeah, of course. No, it's good. It's fine. I'm going to tackle some household projects, make a studio in the guest house, maybe get some painting done. It's going to be great.
All of that on top of helping me here. And I'm sure you're shopping for the food bank.
Well, they need the help.
You do for everyone else, and it's one of my favorite things about you. But it's Christmas, Max. You deserve a break. Have some fun.
This will be fun. I haven't painted in months. I'm long overdue for some me time. What'd you say? Don't give me that look.
Good look.
That look. You know what? Give me those keys. Ellen, I'm going to go run a quick errand. I'll be right back. Stuff it with that look.
The look.
The look.
You know the look. Bye.
Bye.
At the tree lot.
Okay, and thank you. My car is parked right over there.
Yeah, my guys are actually busy helping some other people right now, and and I think those two are in front of you, so it just might be a little while.
You know what? I can just take it myself. Not a big deal.
She carries the tree out. As the trunk passes through the gate in front of her, a jogger runs into it and falls.
Oh! Oh no! Oh no! I did not just kill Christmas sweater dad.
Dad?
Oh, okay. I'm gonna call for some help. Well, hang tight. Oh, hi. Can I get an ambulance, please, to Foster Park, the Christmas tree lot? A jogger was hit. No, not by a car. It was hit by a tree. It was a tree. No, it didn't fall on him. It was more like into him, but it's my fault. Can you just send someone? Because I can explain it better in person. Great. Thank you. Bye. Okay. Help us on the way.
Yeah.
We're going to get you all fixed up and back to your little boy in no time. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Silver Creek Medical Center, Maggie wanders as she talks on the phone.
Thank you so much for taking her home, Alyssa. Yeah, he just got out of surgery on his wrist. So the nurse said that I could actually stay for a little while and just wait. They're having a little trouble getting hold of his family.
I know, I feel so bad too. Okay, all right, yeah, perfect. I'll text you when I'm leaving. Okay, bye.
She sits by his hospital bed.
And I'm really sorry. And I'll apologize again once you wake up from the anesthesia.
He's asleep.
You know, they rebuilt your wrist. I think you might be a little bit bionic now.
A nurse comes in.
If it's any consolation, I'm gonna ask for help next time. I'm not always so good at that.
Still sleeping?
Yeah.
I was finally able to reach the family.
Great. I would like to stay and apologize to them as well. Let them know I can cover any medical bills.
That should be fine.
A woman and child enter.
What have you done to yourself, Lucas?
He's gonna be okay. It's my fault. But he just has a mild concussion. But listen, I promise I did not ruin Christmas for you or your father or your family. He's just sleeping right now because of the medicine.
Oh, no, he's
hey,
not.
Buddy.
Daddy!
A man joins them.
Well, the doctor said he's going to be fine, but they want to keep him another day or so for observation. He told me what happened. I'm Chris, his brother, my wife Leah, and this is Joey.
So this isn't Joey's father?
You two know each other?
We met yesterday at the park. I teach across the street at Castle Heights.
Oh, Lucas is just in town for the baptism of our littlest one, who's at home with my mom, but he's supposed to leave tomorrow on a trip skiing in Aspen.
No, not skiing. Why can't it just be a beach somewhere where he could sit and relax and not use his appendages?
Well, we did want him to stay for Christmas, right?
Maggie smiles weakly at them. Maggie at home with Alyssa. She holds up a painting.
You met him at the park? You didn't tell me that part on the phone.
It didn't seem relevant. Do you think I should put this over the fireplace?
I like that one. And not because you did it on my bachelorette weekend. I like the colors. So I googled your Christmas tree victim. And based on his social media, he seems like a decent guy. I don't anticipate a lawsuit. But if it happens, I'll call my brother-in-law. He's very good at this sort of thing.
So you're cyber-stalking him?
I'm just doing what any good friend would do, because you are too busy looking out for everyone else.
Well, maybe that's what works for me. Maybe that way you're never disappointed.
It's been 2 years, Megs. Alex has moved on. Maybe you should think about doing the same thing.
Would you stop? Also, I'm not worried about the legal ramifications either. This family seemed very nice. Although I will embark on an apology tour, just to be safe.
Good thinking. And I'll text you my brother-in-law's number, just to be safe.
She sets a painting on the mantle.
I don't like it.
At the medical center, Maggie peeks into the man's room. She holds a poinsettia.
Hi, I'm Maggie. Can I come in?
I remember you.
You do?
Yeah, from the park the other day.
Oh, you don't remember me from the reason you're here?
You're the lady from the tree lot.
Guilty. Very, very guilty and trying to make it better by bringing you plants.
So you work there for tips or are you on salary?
I promise next time I'll get the guys to carry the tree for me.
You do need to get better at asking for help.
You were listening to me.
Yeah, it's coming back to me.
I'm so sorry about your trip.
No, no, I'm still going. I just need to leave a little later.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Actually, the surgeon needs to do a follow-up next week. You had a pretty major break. They put some screws in, and he needs to make sure it's healing as it should.
And this is not negotiable?
Sorry.
The nurse leaves them, and he sighs.
What can I do?
Can you get me out of here?
Yeah, sure. And she said you're going to be discharged later this afternoon, so...
No, no, right now. I can use some fresh air.
Oh, yeah. You know what? There's a courtyard outside. I can go ask the nurse. She's really nice. She lets you break the rules.
Could you, please?
Yes, I'll go talk to her. I'll be right back.
The courtyard's right here.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Is that okay to sit here? Okay. So that Christmas sweater the other day, wow, that was something.
Yeah. Yeah, you couldn't see it, but under his jacket, Joey was wearing a matching one, which he thought was the coolest thing.
So he was the lucky one. He got to cover his up.
Mm-hmm. Leah and Chris, they have this ugly Christmas sweater party, and they were pulling out all the stops to get me to stick around for it. Making me and Joey twins, hoping he would beg me to stick around. They're shameless.
Maggie exhales.
Wait, they didn't hire you to maim me, did they?
Oh, no, no. I would have encouraged it, though. I could use the extra holiday money. So why didn't you want to spend Christmas here with your family?
Christmas isn't really my thing.
A man carrying a poinsettia joins them.
There he is. The nurse told me you snuck out to get some fresh air. I saw you already had one of these in your room. Now you've got a set.
You never were very original, were you?
My students rarely fall asleep during my lectures. Do we kind of do what you do?
Did. I don't do anymore.
For the time being, maybe.
Cameron, this is Maggie.
Hi there. I did this. Accidentally, of course.
I would certainly hope so.
Cameron and I went to architecture school together, and, well, he never left.
Never had his vision?
Well, my vision's kind of on a break. Of course not the kind of break I was hoping for.
Yeah, your brother told me about the ski trip.
It's still happening. I'm not giving up on it.
So, you're getting spun today here? You going to Lee and Chris's?
They don't have room for me with her family here. It's okay. I'll go back to the hotel.
An overpriced hotel with holiday rates. That's crazy. Now you'll stay with us. The twins are almost sleeping through the night. Look at me. I'm only half a zombie today.
Almost sleeping through the night?
Yeah.
Yeah, as enticing as that sounds, I really like having my own space. Thanks.
What about a short-term rental? I hear they have good weekly rates.
I'm not going to be here for a week, and B, everything's probably booked this close to Christmas.
Excuse me, if I may, I usually rent out my guest house, but I'm turning it into an art studio, so it's actually vacant right now. You're welcome to use it if you want.
No, I couldn't ask you to do that.
You didn't ask. I offered.
Which is very kind, but I don't want to impose it.
You're not imposing. Or if you feel like we're imposing on you, my daughter's going to go visit her father, so you'll have all the privacy you want.
I think it sounds like a great plan.
I mean, I don't know. You're sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Here, here's my phone number.
Oh. She hands a paper to the side with his broken arm.
Oh, dear, sorry. I'll go home and get the place ready for you. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Christmas in town. Way better than skiing.
Yeah.
At Maggie's.
Way better.
Well, this is an interesting development. Now Christmas sweater dad is moving in with you?
His name is Lucas. He's not a dad, and he's not moving in. We're just putting him up for a couple of days.
Well, so much for setting up your art studio.
I know. I'll get to it eventually.
So, what's he like?
He's fine.
Fine?
Yeah, fine.
Well, I was looking on his social media, and yes, fine is the word I would use.
Would you stop? It's not like that. You should have seen the sweater he was wearing at the park the other day. Ooh.
But he's going to easily be corrected, so I'll withhold any judgment until I see him myself.
Wait, isn't there an old saying one should never kiss a man in a Christmas sweater?
No, that's not a thing.
Pretty sure it's a thing. Coffee filters are a thing that he would need if he wanted to have coffee here. Hi!
Are these the right size for the sofa bed?
Yeah, right over there. Thank you so much, honey.
We want to make sure he feels completely at home here since your mother ruined his holiday.
Oh, thank you. I'd almost blocked it out.
Alyssa grins at Maggie.
Just saying.
Maggie leads Lucas and his family into the guest house.
Okay, here we are. Come on in.
This is so great and cozy. Thank you, Maggie, for putting him up. I hated the thought of him all alone at that hotel.
Yeah, of course. It's all top of the line, and the sofa bed is one of the good ones, I promise.
I'm sure it is. Oh, good. You have a coffee grinder. I got your favorite beans.
Anything we can do to help, just let us know.
Lucas, did you see all the lights around her house?
I sure did. Couldn't miss them.
Okay.
Okay. We are going to get the groceries from the car.
Okay.
But if we missed anything, let me know. I'll go get it for you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Joey.
Bye.
Maggie and Ellen face Lucas.
Do you need help? I can help you.
I got it. Really, okay.
Well, listen, these are all the instructions. So, appliances, cable, Wi-Fi password, everything. If you need anything else, you can call, you can text, you can yell across the yard. We can hear you.
They remain there while he unpacks.
You want to come over for dinner tonight?
Hmm?
I'm making Ellen's favorite.
Bolognese?
No.
Chicken parm?
No.
Oh, mac and cheese?
No, enchiladas.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite, too.
Well, in my defense, you have a lot of favorites.
I appreciate that, but I'm feeling a little bit woozy. I'm probably just going to get some rest.
Of course. Yeah, that's... Yeah, if you need anything, you...
I can call, text, and yell across the yard.
That's what I was going to say. Oh, I said it earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks again.
Thank you. Thanks, and...
She waves a hand and closes the door. Lucas looks around and eats a cookie. Outside, Chris and Leah unload the groceries and catch Ellen and Maggie leaving.
Hey, he's having a tough day. He's supposed to be on the plane right now, and he was so looking forward to that trip.
Not to make you feel any worse.
We'll do our best to cheer him up.
Don't be surprised if he's not very receptive at first. He's had a rough year, so he can be a bit prickly at times.
Okay, that's good to know. Thanks.
Thank you.
Maggie and Ellen go back home. Lucas peeks through the blinds to see Ellen and Maggie outside the door to the guest house. Maggie holds up a tray of food, and Ellen hands him an architecture magazine.
Leftover enchiladas.
I made the sauce.
Very thoughtful. Thanks.
He takes the tray in his good hand.
And this.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, I haven't read it yet.
And we're going to be decorating the tree later, if you'd like to come join us.
You have to. It's not Christmas until the tree's done.
You know what? Can we play that by ear? You know me and trees. Plus, I'm feeling a bit achy.
Yeah, of course. If you change your mind, you know where to find us.
Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'll get that for you.
She closes the door.
He's never going to forgive me, is he?
Nope.
Carrying boxes.
So this box is only lights.
This one's just ornaments.
Okay, so the garland box must be deep in the closet. I gotta label these before we put them away. Will you add that to my to-do list?
We need to finish this tonight.
Well, if we can, you still have to pack.
We can. If you're going to be all alone for Christmas, you have to have a pretty tree.
Excuse me, I'm not going to be all alone on Christmas. I'm going to have dinner with you on Christmas night. And I'm the one who's supposed to be worrying about you, not the other way around. You know what? We're going to need a step stool to reach the top of that tree. I'm going to grab one from the garage. I'll be right back.
Maggie answers the door to Lucas.
Hi. You changed your mind.
Actually, I was wondering if you're having a problem with the internet. Mine doesn't seem to be working.
Yeah, that happens a lot. Especially when I'm playing Major Quest, my favorite game. I'll teach you how to play later.
That sounds good. Yeah, I was streaming this truly terrible movie. I need to know how it ends.
Yeah, I can reset the router from my phone. Okay. It should be back up and running in about 5 minutes.
Okay, great, thanks.
Yeah, wait. You're tall.
Thank you.
We can't reach the top of our Christmas tree. Can you help?
Yeah, sure.
Great, right this way.
They lead him to the tree.
My nemesis?
Oh no, this is a different tree. I promise this one holds no ill will toward you.
The bad one's at the youth center, on the base. We volunteer there.
Ellen, look. It's your bunny. You love bunnies.
Yeah, when I was a baby.
Don't worry. Your secret's safe with me.
The end of the lights.
Here you go. You can put that right on top.
All right. I do remember you're good at keeping secrets.
Oh, just the benign ones. Did Leah ever find out about Joey's fall?
He squealed in the first 2 minutes. I only got a short lecture, though. She let me off easy.
So, skiing in Aspen.
Yeah. Long overdue trip, and I needed a change.
Oh, change can be good. Ellen's got one tomorrow. She's going to her dad's house.
Looks good. Even symmetrical.
Hey, nice word usage.
It was on my last vocab list.
I love to see that list in action. Oh, can you change the clothes over to the dryer?
Okay.
Ellen's stepmother has a friend that owns a chocolate factory, and they're going to be taking Ellen on a private fancy tour.
Oh, that sounds delicious. I love chocolate.
I'll bring you some.
I'm going to hold you to that. Have fun tomorrow. Well, good night.
Oh, you're not going to keep decorating?
I've got a bad movie to finish. I mean, I've already dedicated an hour of my life. What's another 23 minutes?
You're going to miss Carol's and Coco.
Yeah, take a rain check.
He grins and leaves. Maggie scampers to catch up to him on the porch.
Hey, listen, I know. I did this to you, and I am so sorry. What can I do?
It's fine, Maggie.
Listen, I know. Your Christmas isn't happening the way you wanted. Mine isn't either, but we can't just sit around and dwell in our situations.
I'm not dwelling. I'm withdrawing.
You know what always helps? When everything seems bleak? Giving back. Volunteering. Especially during the holidays.
You're gonna Good Samaritan me?
Well, I am losing my volunteer partner in the morning, so I need someone to step in for her.
Yeah, and wouldn't that someone happen to be a one-handed architect who most definitely is not dwelling right now?
I don't know. I mean, do you know anybody that fits that description? I can't even imagine. Noon tomorrow?
He nods and grins.
Get inside, it's cold.
I know.
Maggie carries Ellen's suitcase out.
Okay, so you have your phone. You can call me anytime.
What if it's 4 a.m.?
Well, I'll answer. You might want to wait until I've had my coffee, but I'll answer.
Hi, Mags. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Merry Christmas. Hi, Grace.
We'll take good care of her.
Of course you will.
Hey, kiddo. Merry Christmas.
Hey. Merry Christmas, Dad.
Good morning. Just on my way to the cafe, but I wanted to say goodbye. Don't you forget my chocolate.
I won't. Try the blueberry waffles. They're my favorite.
Okay.
Can you render?
Yeah, he's really nice. Merry Christmas, Lucas.
Merry Christmas, Ellen.
Hey, I love you. Be polite, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have fun.
Okay.
Ellen belts herself in and waves as they drive away.
Bye.
Maggie blinks repeatedly and smiles weakly.
You okay?
Yeah.
You wanna go to breakfast? I hear good things about the blueberry waffles.
No, that's okay. We actually already ate. I'm gonna go do some dishes before we give back to the world. I'll see you at noon.
Yeah.
Lucas, wearing his jacket on his good arm and draped over his casted arm, walks away as Maggie turns to go inside. At the diner with his friend.
Oh, thank you.
Mmm.
She was right. Best blueberry waffles I've ever had.
Your new landlord?
No, her daughter. She's a pretty cool kid.
How's it going now?
You know, fridge is stocked, bed's comfy. Wi-Fi's spotty, but all in all, I'd give it a 4-star.
So what, you're just gonna hole yourself up in there all week? I mean, it's Christmas. Maybe you could enjoy yourself.
I had an enjoyable plan for the holidays, but now that's a bust.
Come on, Lucas. What happened in New York? You're gonna be running that firm one day.
I guess between the 70-hour work weeks and one project bleeding itself into the next, no, nothing felt special anymore. My passion suddenly felt like a chore. And then when Shannon called off the engagement, that was the last straw. Yeah. I needed a break.
Oh, I'm not going to let the sabbatical last forever.
Maybe that's what I want.
You're just going to quit your job?
I don't know. You know, you work yourself to the bone, striving for this level of success. And then when you get there, you think it's all going to be sunshine and rainbows. But you know what it is? It's 10 more work hours added to an already overwhelming schedule.
Well, that, my friend, is the price of your talent.
Then maybe I don't want to pay it. I want to feel my life, Cam. Do all those things that I've kept putting off for my career.
It's a balancing act. And you were never very good at it.
Do you still love architecture?
More than anything. But I never had your talent, so I get to appreciate it from afar. Those who can't do, teach.
And what happens when those who can do don't want to anymore?
I think that's a question only you can answer.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Maggie and Lucas pull into Fort Pine.
It's a holiday camp for kids who have one or more parents deployed, so they do games and activities. There's a big party on Christmas Eve. My best friend runs the youth center, so Ellen and I have been volunteering since she was 6. And this year, one of my students is attending.
You're a teacher?
Yeah, second grade.
How did I not know that?
You never asked.
Now I'm the one who owes you an apology.
Oh, no, you don't. For what?
For never asking.
Inside, he points out each tree.
This one?
Nope.
Here?
No.
Huh?
Mm-mm.
That's the one.
Yes, that's it.
I am watching you.
Oh. Hi, I'm Alyssa.
This is Lucas.
Hi.
Thanks for coming. Okay, so the theme to the Christmas Eve party has officially now changed to Gingerbread Lane. Oh. I know it's only 5 days away. Who likes a challenge more than me?
No more Winter Wonderland.
This bakery donated a ton of gingerbread house kits, so there you go. Free is the theme.
Great.
We're going to line the room with all the houses, and the kids are just putting them together now.
Miss Alyssa, could I make mine a 2-story house?
You can make it a 10-story if you want. There are no rules, Violet.
It keeps falling down.
Looks like you're having some reinforcement issues there. May I? Okay. See this? Using one cookie is the equivalent of using 2x4s, which aren't strong enough to support the roof. However, if you use a second one, and like so, it's thicker. Now you have the equivalent of 2x8s. Why don't you grab the roof? And
the roof rests neatly and stays in place.
Voila.
Do you think we can make a skyscraper?
I think we could build that thing all the way to the ceiling if we do it right. But make sure, for balance, you set a really wide foundation before you start building up. And then it has to taper the bit at the top.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Cool.
Remember when you said one should never kiss a man in a Christmas sweater?
Yeah.
I think one could potentially make an exception when it's that man.
Maggie shakes her head, smiling.
All right, who is up for a winter challenge?
Ooh.
I'm always up for a challenge. But I should warn you, I am very competitive.
Oh, yeah? Well, I have an advantage.
What's that?
2 hands.
They laugh.
Okay, everybody, snowball fight time. The rules are, what are the rules of the snowball fight? You throw and you don't stop?
That's exactly right.
So how do you know who wins? You just whoever's driest? Okay, whoever's driest when all is said and done.
It's a good thing I have a waterproof cast then, because I don't like to lose.
We're not gonna lose. My dad and I do this when we're home. He wins at everything. He's a superhero.
That's not a superhero, Reed. He's just a soldier, like Everett's mom and Sarah's dad.
He may not wear a cape, but my dad is a superhero.
Of course he is, you guys. He's out there, away from his family, fighting to keep us all safe. If that doesn't make him a superhero, then I don't know what does.
I guess.
What?
They said you were prickly.
Who said that?
They.
My brother and Leah. I'm gonna have a talk with them when they come by tonight.
Oh, I keep your secrets and then you're gonna throw me under the bus?
She pelts him with a snowball.
You're supposed to throw them at the other team.
He throws and misses, which starts the fight between the groups of kids. Back inside, Maggie and Alyssa walk past all the activities in the decorated room. Reed catches up to Lucas.
So you want us to come back again and help tomorrow?
I need you every minute of every day. But yes, please, come back tomorrow. And thank you, Lucas. You are a welcome addition.
It was my pleasure, really.
Hey, mister. My dad and I made this giant clubhouse in our backyard that you can go inside. Can you make a giant gingerbread house like that?
Oh, I don't think there are enough cookies in the world to do that. You know, but if you made it out of wood and you painted it to look like gingerbread, I don't see why not.
So you'll do it then.
Lucas knits his brow.
I'm sorry. I'll do what?
Help us make a giant gingerbread house.
I actually think this is a really good idea. We could put it right in the middle of the room, and I may know of an esteemed architect who could help us build it.
After the party, we can move it outside, make it a permanent structure for the playground.
Whoa, I don't know. I don't even know how long I'm going to be here.
Are you leaving tomorrow?
No.
What about the next day?
No.
What about Friday?
I have a follow-up on the 26th.
Oh, after the party. That's interesting, interesting.
But I'm not in the best shape.
We'll do all the work.
I have experience. I've done this before.
Have you? Okay. All right. Let's do it.
This is going to be so much fun.
Lucas finally smiles.
Counting on you.
Maggie smiles broadly. Later, Maggie enters info on a laptop as Lucas lists items.
We'll need some cedar shakes and some brown paint to make the house look like gingerbread. Oh, and blueprint paper. Put that on the list.
And I have all the brushes that we need for the trim in the guest house, but we're going to need some rollers.
Yeah, that's a pretty decent art stash you have back there. Is it Ellen's?
Oh, no. Ellen doesn't paint unless it's on a touchscreen. Actually, I haven't either much in the last year, but I'm planning on turning the guest house into an art studio. Start painting again. But not this week. Don't worry.
Sounds like we both ruined each other's plans, huh?
Oh, well, mine's not really as big of a deal as yours. I mean, I like painting, but it's more of a hobby. You know, I find it soothing. It's meditative.
Hmm. So those paintings in the living room, are those yours?
Yeah.
You're pretty good. Why did you stop?
Oh, I don't know if I did ever really stop, but, you know, life, my daughter. Also, it's so disorganized up there, I figure I'll get to it when I get to it.
I think it's important to take time for the things that you want to do.
Like skiing in Aspen.
Leah and Chris join them on the porch.
Like skiing in Aspen. But that's just one item on a very long to-do list.
There you are.
You were ringing the bell and calling.
Oh, I am so sorry. I completely forgot that you guys were coming by tonight.
I see where we stand in the pecking order.
Oh my gosh, please come and sit down. Get in here. I've guilted him into servitude. He's been volunteering with me at the youth camp on the military base.
Oh, don't look so surprised. I happen to have a very good heart. I just choose to hide it from you.
And here we felt bad thinking you were all alone while we were at work today.
I like to see you getting involved. Maybe now you'll come to our party tomorrow night?
Oh.
It's an ugly Christmas sweater theme, and he's already got the wardrobe for it.
We'd love for you to join, Maggie.
I mean, it sounds really fun. I would love to.
Lucas mouths the word no at her.
All right, fine. I'm in.
There's a white elephant exchange, so bring the most ridiculous $10 gift you can find.
You got it.
I'm just happy he's not moping around anymore.
Whoa, I was never moping.
No, he wasn't moping. He was withdrawing, but we put a stop to that pretty quickly.
Hey, can I get you guys some hot chocolate?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Coming right up.
Later, Lucas carries in empty mugs from the porch.
Do these go in the dishwasher? Maggie?
What?
He finds her in the living room sitting on the arm of a chair staring at the tree.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm good. I was just thinking about what you said.
What did I say?
About how it's important that we do what we want to do.
Okay. So what is it that you want to do?
Well, for starters, I want to change this tree. It's been decorated like this for years. I've always loved a tree that was simple and classy with white lights and lots of red and silver, which my ex thinks is boring, so those decorations have been collecting dust for years.
What does Ellen like?
Ellen's 11. She doesn't care about what's on the tree. She only cares about what's underneath.
Well, okay then. Why don't you go get those decorations and let's change this tree?
Seriously?
Seriously.
As she unpacks a box, he carries another one in.
Oh, do you need help?
No, I can get it. So where does this insatiable need to put everyone else first come from, huh?
That's probably collateral damage from my marriage. I mean, I did everything. The house, the shopping, the school, our bills, our daughter, and on top of that, all my students.
The epitome of a multitasker.
I didn't mind. You know, we were building a future together. My ex was growing his insurance company so that one day Ellen could go to college and I could go to Paris. You know, in movies when people sit and they paint the Paris landmarks? I always wanted to do that.
And what did you paint? Arc de Triomphe? The Louvre? I don't see any Parisian landmarks on these walls.
Yeah, probably because I never went. The business was his world and then there was Ellen and me and coming in second place is probably great when you're in the Olympics, but it did not work for me. And believe me, I tried. It's okay. We're still friends, and I'm glad he's happy.
What about you?
What about me?
Well, why not pick up some paintbrushes and take yourself to Paris?
Oh, I might. Yeah, maybe after Ellen graduates from high school.
That's years from now. Like, I was... Just like your ex, you know. Always putting it off until you reach that big goal.
Did you ever get where you wanted to go?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got there. Yeah, but it turns out the promised land doesn't know how to keep a promise. Architecture just didn't fill me up anymore.
How did you get interested in architecture in the first place?
James Smith Maxwell.
Who?
And my father was a project manager for him. He designed the most exquisite homes I've ever seen. Never reached the notoriety of, say, Frank Lloyd Wright. But we had this coffee table book on him, and I thought it was so cool how something my father helped build was now in the pages of a book. I mean, I wish I still had it, but it's out of print.
So you wanted to build houses?
They reach for the same ornament.
You guys, sorry.
Yeah, but I was recruited straight out of college by this big firm in New York. I mean, why build houses when you can touch the sky? Do you like teaching?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I get excited to go to work every day. And I can share my love of painting with my students.
Well, they say that you should spend your time doing what brings you the most joy in life.
Oops.
He picks up an ornament she drops.
So what brings you the most joy?
It used to be building. But now I really don't know anymore.
You know, maybe you got burnt out, Lucas. Why do you think I chose a profession that gives me summers off? We all need a break sometimes.
Yeah, I guess maybe you're right.
They smile at each other, then turn back to continue working on the tree. Daytime on Main Street. Alyssa and Maggie stroll down a sidewalk lined with trees decorated for the holidays as a Santa drives by on a decorated wagon.
And then we redid the tree exactly the way I like it.
we?
Yeah, Lucas helped. We're friends. He's a good guy.
Yes, he is.
But he's also one of those super high-powered, career-driven types. We all know where that road leads.
You said Lucas walked away from all that.
Yeah, temporarily, but people always return to the patterns that make them the most comfortable. Like, take Alex, for example. As soon as he realized I wasn't willing to live life on his terms, he went out and found somebody who was. Besides, as soon as Lucas's doctor gives him the go-ahead to fly, he's out of here.
Okay, so maybe Lucas isn't your guy, but I still think you should keep your options open. I mean, eventually Ellen's gonna go away to college, and then what?
And then, I don't know, that's a long way off.
Just be open to the possibilities, that's all I'm saying. It always happens when you're not looking. I swore off relationships after Darren, and then on the one day my coffee place had a power outage, I go to another, I meet my husband. Coincidence? I think not.
Maybe that was luck.
There are no accidents, Maggie.
Of course there are accidents. You see them every day, just turn on the news.
I don't watch the news, it's too depressing. And you may scoff, but you know what else was invented by accident? Penicillin. Popsicles. The chocolate chip cookie. One person's accident is another person's fate. Just keep your eyes open.
Ooh, I actually have to go in here.
Don't you deflect.
I'm not deflecting. I have to get a present for Lucas for Christmas.
Do you get all your new friends' Christmas gifts?
Could you stop it? I'm still on my apology tour.
Well, I hope you put this much thought into my present.
Oh, actually, maybe they'll have something for you in here, too.
At the base, Lucas unrolls paper.
All right, everyone, gather around. So on these pages here is our life-size gingerbread house. Every venture begins with a well-executed plan.
It's blank.
I know. That's the best part. We're gonna create it. Together.
He grins at Maggie and begins drafting plans with the children. Just hear the sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear the sleigh bells jingling, ring ting tingling too. Come on, it's lovely.
He holds up a final picture.
Wow, is it really going to look like that?
If I've done my job right.
I wish Dad was here to see what it looks like when it was finished.
Reed.
Don't tell him, but it's better than the house we made.
That's okay, because I bet he's better at his job than I would ever be. He's a superhero, remember?
Don't worry. We'll have Mom text him lots of pictures, Reed.
All right, guys, please come help clear off the table before we start to build our masterpiece.
That was so awesome.
Yeah, I feel so bad for them. Not having their parents with them for Christmas. And here I was whining about not going skiing. I'm worse than that tree.
No, you're not. These things have a way of giving us some much-needed perspective.
You know, I was going to skip out entirely on Christmas this year. Seeing how they make the best of this, I just wish there was more we could do for them.
Well, short of bringing their parents here, I don't know if we can make it better.
Well, I think we need to figure something out. Okay?
Okay.
She smiles back and gazes at him. People walk down Christmassy sidewalks. A horse-drawn carriage passes. Lucas sits with Alyssa and Maggie at a cafe.
In the past, we've had parents send letters. It's always very sweet.
Yeah, we could do that.
What if we have each deployed parent make a gingerbread house representing wherever they are in the world?
Yes, and then we could post giant pictures around the party of each soldier next to his or her creation.
That's a good idea, but what if they're in Greenland or somewhere? How are they going to get the supplies? The party's in 4 days.
Well, the military can ship things so fast, and we have plenty of kits.
Okay, but these soldiers have jobs and responsibilities at their posts. Mm. We need to speak to Colonel Morrison.
Okay, yeah, maybe he can help.
Her. Colonel Morrison's a she, and I happen to have a good relationship with her. So let's see if she can make a few minutes for us.
This is going to be so great.
So great.
Maggie's eyes sparkle as she smiles at Lucas. Colonel Morrison emerges from an SUV.
Colonel Morrison, this is Maggie and Lucas. They're volunteering with me at the youth center. Thank you for meeting with us today.
Walk with me to my next meeting.
And we really need your help because we want to make it a surprise.
Both for the kids in the program and for the parents here on the base.
No, we're like family on this base, and I always want to do what I can for my family, but there are a lot of logistics involved. We're talking about soldiers in the field who could be in the middle of training in the middle of nowhere.
Right, we're just asking for you to try.
It's Christmas. And if we can help to give even one of these kids a special surprise, that would be a great gift for all of us.
Yeah.
I'd have to get their commanders in the field to agree to the time off. No guarantees.
Of course.
How many are enrolled in the camp this year?
9 permanently enrolled. Some are siblings, maybe 5 families.
Okay, get me a list. I'll make some calls. I want the Christmas to be special, too, but it's complicated. Like I said, I'll do what I can.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alyssa, Maggie, and Lucas smile at Colonel Morrison as she leaves, then look solemnly at one another.
Let's not say anything to anyone in case she can't make it happen.
My lips are sealed.
All right, let's see how that paint is drying. We've got lots of building to do, 4 days and counting.
You think we can get it all done, Lucas? The kids have really been talking it up, and I don't want to let anyone down.
I've had crazier deadlines than this, and I've never missed one yet.
The three of them enter the room at the base.
Oh, you know what, guys? Can you start without me? I've got to run some errands.
What do you have to get?
Well, I need to get more candy and decorations for the kids, for starters.
If we get approval.
Well, we need to be prepared in case we can send them out in the morning. And then I need more clay for the house. We've got an ugly Christmas sweater party to go to, and all I have are pretty sweaters in my closet.
Oh, I completely forgot about Chris and Leah's party. We need wet elephant gifts, too.
Also on my list, I figure I can find something at the craft store.
The more hideous, the better.
What, do I look like an amateur? I'll be back in a few.
I'll be right there.
I'll grab the fans and put the planks near so the paint dries faster. Yep.
Lucas answers his phone.
Lucas, we miss you around here. How's that sabbatical?
Is it done? I've got some great news.
We won the bid for Bookman Insurance Headquarters, and guess who they're asking to run point?
Frank Lloyd Wright?
No.
And not because he's dead, either. They want you.
Because you are the best in the business.
Wow. Well, congratulations, Aaron. That's a huge get.
Indeed, and there's no one better for it, so what do you say? You've had a little rest, a little me time, right?
We need you back.
Nah, I'm not ready yet. I mean, Aaron, it's almost Christmas.
I don't mean tomorrow. Look.
Sing songs, drink cocoa, eat, I don't know, what?
Candy cane.
Then come back refreshed after the new year.
I'll tell you what, I'll think about it.
I need you to do more than think. Look, we need you, buddy. And you need to be here. This is where you belong. Now, do me a favor.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Thanks, Aaron. You too.
He watches the children at work.
Wow. Now that is starting to look like a gingerbread house.
No, it's not.
Ah, the first rule of building. We have to imagine it up here before it can exist out there.
Okay. I see it.
Me too.
Great.
Lucas leads them to the project.
Hey, kids.
At home, Maggie is on the phone.
I've checked all the online auctions. There's just nothing. There's got to be a copy somewhere. So is there anybody else we can call? Oh, that would be great. Do you mind? Okay, great. Call them. Call me right back. Okay, bye.
Lucas arrives as she hangs up and closes her laptop.
Hi, come in.
He wears the ugly sweater.
Ooh, there it is. The old standby.
Come on. Gotta admit, I make this thing look good.
Yeah, definitely leaves an impression, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'll take that as a win.
It's a big turnaround, considering you didn't even want to go tonight.
What can I say? Your enthusiasm is infectious. Now, why aren't you ready, huh?
I was ordering goodie bags for the party. You know, work is never done.
I was going to help you with that in the morning. You're not alone in this, Maggie. So let me help you.
Give me 5 minutes, okay? Prepare to be wowed.
His sweater features an elf body from the neck down. Her sweater is covered in a pattern of string lights.
Ready? Oh, I've been ready.
It's like terrible.
Oh, come on, it can't be that terrible. Wow, that is terrible.
I know. Isn't it perfect?
I hope they're having a contest at this thing because we are bringing home that prize. I also think that, you know, being dressed like this, people may think that we're a couple out on a date.
Oh, gosh. Well, I will be sure to tell all of the eligible women at this party that we are not.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for offering to be my wingwoman, but that won't be necessary. You know, since I don't live here, I'm not actually on the lookout right now.
Right, of course, me neither. Yeah, we're just two friends having a fun time.
Exactly. Shall we?
We shall. Look what else my necklace does.
Music, too.
I know, it's subtle, but it's good, right?
It's, yeah, it's subtle. Sure. Yeah, that's what I would have said. Dashing through the snow in one horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go,
laughing all the way. Hey, guys.
At the party.
So how's the latest project coming? On time and on schedule? This guy could never keep it simple.
We're actually making pretty good progress, but, you know, we could use some more manpower.
Well, just tell me when and where to be.
I was hoping you were going to say that.
We're happy to help, too.
I mean, we've barely seen you this week. You're not the only one in the family with a good heart.
His taste holds something to be desired. And so does everyone else's.
We're just glad you decided to come. Thank you for dragging him here.
Oh, no, there was no dragging. He came willingly.
What are you doing to him? I don't even know if I recognize him anymore.
I'm just a guy enjoying the holidays and living in the moment. And right now, the moment is all about eggnog. So
point me in the direction. This way. Excuse us.
Cameron takes Lucas to a drink table.
So I think I like this happy-go-lucky enjoying the holidays, Lucas.
Don't get too used to it.
Why? You going back to work? I don't know, but they're starting to put on the pressure. You know, there are other firms in the world. Places where you can find a balance, have the job and, say, a social life.
My life's in New York, Cam. Maggie and I are just friends, that's all.
You say so.
I say so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Seriously? You're a magician.
Oh, no. It's all the kids. They're amazing. They've swept him up in the Christmas spirit.
Maybe so, but you're the one who convinced him to get involved.
Trust me, we've tried. It's definitely you.
Maggie watches as Lucas and Cameron chat. Later, opening gifts.
Wow, it's a sloth mug. I love it.
Looks like everyone else is getting what they wanted, except me. I wanted the pet rock. That's because our parents never let us have a pet when we were growing up.
Poor thing.
Here. Keep an eye on him, will you?
Thanks, bro.
He sets down a pet rock.
Okay, up next is my friend, Hannah. Say hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Their babysitter didn't show up, so her husband ran their gifts over, and they're joining via video chat.
I never miss a good white elephant exchange. Take that little red and silver box for me.
This one?
That one feels like the one. You can open it.
Maggie's eyes widen.
It's a white elephant.
It's a little on the nose, but definitely something I can use.
Lucas, I just had the best idea.
The best? Careful, you don't want to oversell.
The kids need to have their parents at the party. All the parents.
You want to run that idea by Colonel Morrison? Because I'm not going to.
Lucas, somebody doesn't have to be physically at a party in order to be at a party.
We video chat them in.
We video chat them in. And they present the gingerbread houses to the kids live at the party.
Great. We actually have to spend 5 minutes with the Colonel.
She scares me.
She scares me.
At Maggie's, they unload from the car and stop in the driveway.
That was fun. Yeah. I was in need of a few good laughs.
And I got my sloth mug, which Ellen will inevitably steal as soon as she gets home. It's only a matter of time before she starts stealing my clothes.
You miss her.
I miss her. I mean, this is an important time with her dad, but she's homesick, and I don't want her to know that I miss her. And anyway, thank you for making it all a little less hard, Lucas.
I didn't do anything except infringe on your me time. I mean, you had that list.
You're going to relax and paint and, I don't know, you're gonna reorganize your sock drawer?
That was on the agenda, actually, but it's good to prioritize.
What we're doing for these kids, it's so important, provided they allow us to actually do it.
I know that you enjoy giving back, but like I keep saying, we have to do things that bring us joy, personally. I didn't do that, and that's why I'm trying to make up for lost time.
I know you're going to get to everything on your list once you're healed.
Yeah. You know, but I have to say, working with you and those kids, physically building something, I'm starting to feel like myself again. And none of that would have happened if you hadn't smacked into me with that tree.
I guess maybe there are no accidents.
And maybe not.
Good night, Lucas.
Good night.
Daytime at the base. Colonel Morrison descends steps at the base with Maggie and Lucas following.
You two are really pushing it. Just when we finished coordinating time for them to build these houses, now you want a video chat.
Right, and I'm so sorry. I know this is difficult to coordinate with the different time zones, and you gotta...
Give me till tomorrow to get this done.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is that everything, or do you have another brilliant idea?
I don't have anything else to say.
She leaves them frowning at the bottom of the staircase and gets in a car.
Hey.
Rolls down her window.
Thanks for taking such good care of my family.
She nods at them, and they gradually smile. Inside, Maggie and Lucas join the crowd at work.
Kids are mailed?
All mailed. Thanks for holding down the fort.
Not me. I can't build anything. Glad you called in for reinforcements, though.
And these planks make up the base.
Nope. Read it again.
He flips the drawing.
Oh.
You let the lawyer read the blueprints? I can't leave you people alone for a minute. Camp, you take this group of experienced builders right here and put those walls together. Hey, kids, keep an eye on this one, okay? To really watch them.
Hey, that plaster of Paris needs to be painted to make it look like giant pieces of candy.
I was born for this task.
Yeah, we just don't need it.
Lucas smiles at Maggie, who glances at Reed. He sees Reed sitting in a chair alone.
How come you're not helping, buddy? You were so excited about this.
I'm just sad my dad isn't here to help us build it.
Yeah, that was your special thing with him. And I bet he'd be a great help. But I could really use someone with your experience to be my sidekick today. I'm a little incapacitated, so truth be told, you'd be doing me a huge favor. Look, I know it's not the same as building with your dad, but it's still going to be fun.
Okay, I'll help you then.
You will?
Yeah.
What a relief. Thanks.
Maggie exhales as Reed smiles and hops up from the chair.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's so heavy.
Oh, it's perfect.
A phone call interrupts their work.
Hi, honey. I'm just finishing up at the center.
I miss you, Mom.
Oh, I know, love. I miss you, too. But it sounds like you're having a really good time from what your dad says.
It's fine, but I wish I was there with you. I just feel like I'm missing so much. I want to go to the party.
Oh, honey, I know, but this is your special time with your dad, right? And I don't want to give anything away, but I happen to know he's got something pretty incredible planned for you for Christmas.
Okay.
I love you so much. Hang in there.
Lucas knits his brow as he watches Maggie hang up. Getting in Maggie's car.
You okay?
Yeah. No. I don't know. It just took everything in my power not to get in the car and go get Ellen. I mean, she's with her father. She's perfectly fine, but...
You wanted to fix it for her.
I wanted to fix it for her, which is what I always do, and I know I shouldn't do that, but that's what I do.
You know what? It's trade places.
What? Your wrist.
But if I can build with one hand, I can certainly drive a car. Come on, get out. Get out.
Really?
They change seats.
Definitely can't let you sit around moping at home tonight.
Excuse me, I'm not moping. I'm processing.
I can't let you do that either.
Where are we going?
You'll see.
He grins at her. At night, a sandwich sign reads horse-drawn carriage rides. A Santa stands beside a carriage.
I give you Santa and his sleigh.
Will she fly?
Sadly, no. We were grounded due to weather. So I gave the reindeer the night off.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to get grounded due to a storm this close to Christmas.
No. Hop in. We'll take a nice leisurely ride on the ground.
Sounds perfect.
I have to admit, when I saw sleigh rides in the square, I thought it was kind of odd at first.
So what happened?
Well, you made me do Christmas.
And now you're hooked.
Yeah.
So what's Christmas been like for you, like in past years?
It mostly comprised of me and my former fiance having dinner and then opening a few presents, and afterwards I'd go back to the office, which is a big part of why she's now known as my former fiance.
Oh, yeah. Been there.
Yeah, you know, us workaholics, we're pretty good at holding down a job, but those relationships can be tricky.
So have you dated anyone since?
Yeah, I've had a few setups by those friends who say,
"Bro, you gotta meet Kathy. She's totally perfect for you."
Wow. Kathy, huh? Kathy sounds cute.
Yeah, and then you meet Kathy and you have 0.0 things in common.
Right.
And you swear to yourself, "I'm never gonna do that ever again."
Right. I had people trying to set me up on blind dates before the ink on my divorce papers was even dry. I did go out with one guy, but he said supposedly, which is very cute when it's coming from one of my second graders, but...
I think you just gotta let these things happen in their own time. Supposedly.
Exactly. Why can't things happen organically? Like, you know, meeting somebody at a party or at work or...
Well, when she plows into you with a Christmas tree?
Yeah. Well, you gotta give me that. It wasn't me.
I give credit where credit is due.
You know, I really was going to be okay spending Christmas all by myself, but being here with you, this is better.
Beat skiing any day.
Happy accidents.
Happy accidents.
He leans in, and the two of them kiss.
Ho, ho, ho!
He hugs her with his good arm, and she leans into him. Maggie and Alyssa in a cafe.
And he took me for a carriage ride in the town square and just happened.
These things don't just happen. They've been building all week and then boom, the dam bursts.
It wasn't that dramatic. It was a moment.
So what does this mean?
I don't know. He hasn't mentioned leaving in a while, but he does live in New York.
But you're going with it.
I like him. And Ellen really liked him, so we clearly have some things we need to talk about.
You so deserve this, Mags. It's your turn.
She smiles back at Alyssa. At the base, Lucas supervises the room.
All right, you guys, we've made good progress over the last few days, but we've got to get this done in time for the party tomorrow, so let's step it up!
Maggie joins him watching the kids work.
Coming together.
They're so happy.
It's the first gingerbread house in my career, but hopefully not the last.
Don't look now, but I think you're an architect again.
They smile. At night, Lucas knocks at the kitchen door.
Hey, come in. Hey, I'm just getting these canned goods together for the food bank for Christmas Eve dinner. Guess what? I got an email from Colonel Morrison's assistant. Everything's good to go for the video chats.
Oh, that's fantastic news. All right, now come with me. I want to show you something.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, they walk outside.
It's a surprise, but it's not your Christmas present. I got you something else.
Oh, you didn't have to get me anything.
I wanted to, but you'll have to wait until Christmas to find out what it is. I don't make the rules.
So just to be clear, this is not my Christmas present.
That's right. You know what? Cover your eyes.
Seriously?
Oh
my gosh.
I know it's you.
But what's that? Thanks for the warning.
Now I got you.
Step up.
He leads her into the guest house. It is lined with canvases and has painting tools set out.
I organized everything for you.
Oh, this is amazing. Oh, so thoughtful. Oh, thank you so much.
No, thank you.
For what?
Well, for helping me find my passion again. You know, I thought the problem was missing out on experiences when what I really needed was to get back to the basics.
And the kids helped you find that.
I'm not talking only about architecture.
They hug each other closely. Maggie tears up. Maggie jogs down the sidewalk and comes upon Lucas on a bench.
Hey! What are you doing up and out all by yourself?
Contemplating life, liberty, pursuit of happiness.
So nothing too deep then?
Nope.
She joins him on the bench.
Big day ahead.
Big day. Yeah, I was just getting in a jog before Alyssa comes to meet me. She's gonna help me with the delivery for the food bag.
It's so quiet here. Peaceful.
Yeah, no sirens blaring and horns honking to keep you up at night.
Come on, to a New Yorker, that's white noise. I go back in a few days.
Yeah, and then after the holidays, it's back to real life?
Yeah, real life. My boss is putting the pressure on for me to end my sabbatical. Guess he doesn't like pain for me not to be working.
Hmm?
I've accrued a lot of vacation days.
Oh, I'm nervous, some people.
I don't know what to say to him. I feel like I'm staring into the unknown here.
You know, people always talk about the unknown like it's a big scary anomaly, but good things can happen in the unknown too.
Like what?
Possibility.
She gives him a big smile.
Okay, I gotta go home and shower. Big day?
Big day.
He takes a sip from his drink and she jogs away.
Watch out for those trees. Come out of nowhere.
Alyssa and Maggie walk down a main street sidewalk.
The boutique had some nice dresses. We should go look after we go to the food bank. I need a new dress for tonight.
Yeah, I could use a new dress, too. Thank you so much for all your help with this.
Oh, it's the least I can do after all that you've done for the kids this year.
So, have you talked to Lucas yet?
About what this means, what you are?
It's like we're both waiting for the other person to say something definitive, and it's not happening. I think he's going to go back to his old life in New York.
You don't know that.
People don't change that quickly. I mean, he says that he feels like his old self again, and his boss is pressuring for an answer.
You need to lay it all out there, Megs. Tell him how you feel, because it may influence his decision.
You're right. Okay, I'll talk to him after the party.
Good. Now let's drop this food off and get you a dress that'll knock his socks off.
At home, Maggie comes downstairs in an elegant red dress.
Oh, that's so great. Oh, thank you so much. Yes, a messenger service would be perfect, and then that way they can just leave it on the porch and I'll come grab it when I get home. Thank you.
She smiles and spins as Lucas sees her.
What, this old thing?
That is neither old nor a thing. You look incredible.
So do you.
Thank you. Now, let's go make sure those kids have a night they'll never forget.
Let's do it.
The rec center lights are dim and the trees are all lit up. People serve food and mill about.
Oh, Christmas tree, that leaves us so unchanging. Oh, Christmas tree, that leaves us so unchanging. Not only green when summer's here, but also winter's cold and dreary. Oh, Christmas tree,
wonderful.
Reed and his sister open a window from inside the house.
Hi, Mom. Ellen, what are you doing here? It's Christmas Eve.
You wanted to come, and
I know it's important to you, so here we are.
And now I don't have to cook tonight, so it's a win-win.
Grace, Alex, that means a lot to me.
I'm so happy you're here, Ellen.
I can't wait.
Alyssa and Maggie.
Are we all good? Tell me this is gonna work.
I mean, the IT guys are back there getting all set up, and I've checked in with all the parents. They're all at their posts and ready to go.
Okay, 5-minute countdown.
All right, I'm gonna go check on Lucas. You stay right here, enjoy the show.
Okay.
Lucas and Cameron.
Who knew building a gingerbread house of all things would have such an impact?
Okay, so you're an architect again.
I know how to do it right this time. I won't make the same mistakes.
I'm glad you found what you were looking for, buddy. Are you sure about this?
I am. I actually booked my flight this morning.
Oh, you booked your flight?
Mm-hmm. Maggie overhears and sneaks away.
So you need me to come through to New York?
That'd be a fun road trip, but I'll get it. Yeah, I'll just hire some movers. Probably cheap ones, though, since I officially resigned from the firm this morning.
Oh, look at you. Going to business for yourself, and suddenly you can do it all on your own. With one hand.
Yeah, I'm just watching learn, my friend. Watch and learn.
Now the children are gathered in front of the house.
Thank you all very much for joining us this evening. And this year has been a really special holiday camp for us. During this special season, it's important to think of those we
there you are.
May not be able to be with due to the...
Maggie recoils when he puts a hand on her waist.
Listen, Lucas, Ellen is here tonight, and I don't want to confuse things any further by her coming back to this. To us.
What do you mean, Maggie? Where is this coming from?
It's not just me. So I think it's better for everyone involved if we just say we're friends and we leave it at that.
Okay. Yeah, if that's what you really want.
It's the way it has to be.
Okay, it's showtime.
Great.
Maggie and Lucas stand stiffly beside each other. Now at the stage.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for coming. My name is Maggie O'Donnell, and this is Lucas Cavelli. He's a very prominent New York architect. He's been volunteering here with me at the center as well, and he's the brains behind this gorgeous, gigantic gingerbread house.
Though the real design and hard work came from all of your children.
That's right. We had the great pleasure of spending the whole week with your kids, and we were incredibly inspired by their spirit and their optimism, especially in light of the fact that many of them are away from one or both of their parents during this holiday.
And so, with the help of the Colonel, we secretly banded together with your parents, wherever they are in the world.
And we have a little surprise for you.
A video call.
Konnichiwa, Elliot. Long here. Merry Christmas from Japan. Here's my gingerbread house. It's for you, baby. I love you.
I love you, Mom.
Hi there, Reed and Violet.
Violet and Reed put their hands to their mouths.
I really like that gingerbread house you guys built, but I think I can do one better. Here in Germany, this is called Lebkuchenhaus. I'm gonna find a way to get this back home to you. Sure wish I could be there. But know that I'm thinking of you guys every minute. Merry Christmas, and I love you.
I love you too, Dad.
Maggie knits her brow looking at Lucas as the calls continue.
It's for you, baby. I love you, I miss you. Merry Christmas.
Alyssa and Maggie hand out gift bags.
Thank you, Miss O'Donnell.
Good job.
You're welcome, Reed. Merry Christmas. I'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye. You're good. Thanks.
It's going to be hard to top this next year, Mom.
We'll need to start brainstorming now.
Dad and Grace want to help, too.
Oh, great. The more the merrier. Have fun with your dad. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for coming.
I'll have her home by 5.
Merry Christmas. Here you go. Happy holidays. Thanks for coming.
Thanks.
My wrist's a bit sore. I'm gonna get it right back with my brother.
Yeah, that's fine. We're basically done here.
Lucas grabs a bag from the table.
Joey.
Bye. Good night.
It was a great night. Thanks. Bye.
What happened?
He's sleeping. I was right.
Alyssa frowns. At the guest house, Lucas looks to the main house. As he watches, the lights go out.
The snow is softly falling outside, each flake illuminated by the twinkling lights.
Morning. Maggie pours a cup of coffee. She carries her coffee to the porch and takes a seat, gazing to the guest house. Inside, with Ellen at the Christmas tree.
I love all my presents. Thank you so much, Mom.
I'm so glad you're home. I'm gonna go check on the turkey.
Luke is at the door with two wrapped packages.
You never come to the front door.
Yeah, came to say goodbye. Cam's waiting for me in the car. I called my doctor and he gave me the clear to fly because I'm feeling okay, so.
So you're leaving?
Yeah. Ellen, you're home. I've got a little Christmas present here for you.
I have something for you too.
Maggie looks at him with questioning eyes.
Is it my chocolate, by chance?
Four different kinds.
Excellent. Thank you for remembering. Oh, ow. Go on, open it. It's game bucks for major quests. I hear that that's a big thing.
Yes, thank you so much. I know exactly what I want to use this for. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I have this for you, too. You can open it later.
Same.
No, thanks.
Good luck, Maggie. I just want to say that.
Her eyes widen and she stares at him as he struggles to speak.
Thanks again for everything.
Merry Christmas, Lucas.
And Merry Christmas.
Bye.
He leaves with the gift bag Maggie gave him. Inside, Ellen sits at a piano.
Those lessons are really paying off.
I'm gonna go check on the turkey.
Maggie leaves Lucas's gift on the sofa.
Dinner will be ready in about 30 minutes.
Good, I'm starving. Open your gift from Lucas. I'm ready using mine.
Maggie opens the box. She pulls out his elf sweater. They laugh, and then notice something fallen out of the sweater.
He gave you that for Christmas? Oh.
Maggie picks up the airplane tickets and a note that reads, "Here's something for you to paint."
It's tickets to Paris.
Wow. I wish he wasn't leaving. I really like him.
Yeah. Me too.
You like him?
Would that be okay?
Ellen nods.
I'm just gonna make a really quick phone call.
She jumps up and dials.
Lucas, when you get this message, could you give me a call back? It's really important that you call me before you leave.
Cameron drives Lucas out of the town.
A trip to Paris? I've been your best friend for 2 decades, and I think I got a watch. Once.
She helped me a lot.
I just wanted to return the favor.
Well, why didn't you tell her how you feel? You're about to uproot your entire life.
You know, she broke things off before I had the chance. I guess it wasn't meant to be. As they say, there are no accidents.
Well, what about your job? You quit.
Yeah, maybe you'll let me unquit.
Cameron notices the gift bag.
Don't you want to at least see what she got you?
Lucas pulls a blue book from the gift bag. It is titled The Architecture and Drawings of James Smith Maxwell.
I can't believe she got me this. I have been looking for this book for years.
James Smith Maxwell. The home builder?
He begins flipping through the pages.
Wow. Back to the basics.
What?
Stop the car.
Excuse me?
Stop the car. Stop the car.
Oh, we're going back.
Yeah.
Cameron pulls over.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going back.
Oh, baby.
Cameron smiles broadly and starts driving.
Ready?
You got my message.
No.
The book.
What message? I got this.
Yeah, the guy at the bookstore had to call all his contacts. I was pretty annoying, but it was effective.
You know, opening this book, after all these years, it's so clear to me why this week was so invigorating. Building the house with you and those kids? I don't want to build skyscrapers. I never did.
But what about your job?
I resigned from the firm yesterday.
But you bought a plane ticket. I heard you talking to Cam.
You misunderstood, Maggie. I want to build homes, and I had decided to do it here, near you.
Well, I would love that.
About Ellen, I...
It was never about Ellen.
So, we're good?
She jumps into his arms.
Oh, my wrist.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. By the way, who taught you to dress? I mean, that sweater. Ooh.
Are you kidding me? I love this sweater.
She kisses him.
You ever seen the Eiffel Tower? Want to come with us?
I would love to.
Hey, Ellen, put another plate on this table.
Maggie pulls him inside, and they walk off. In a moment, Lucas returns to the porch to retrieve his luggage and then goes back inside. Credits. Production Manager, John Prince. First Assistant Director, Sirish Harman. Second Assistant Director, Andrew Niranen.